AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. Another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And today's episode is inspired by what today is, Halloween. So, yeah, I'm recording this on Halloween. Usually I get it done on Sunday, but I got busy this weekend, but I'm not missing any weeks. I'm doing the podcast every week. So here I am. Let's get into it. All right. So, well, actually, we're going to talk about Halloween and holidays and special occasions, just anything where people like to party, drink, eat, whatever. So it's not just specifically Halloween. Today just happens to be Halloween, and that's what inspired the episode. All right. So, in my opinion, I feel like the best time to start some type of journey, a plan, transformation is right before a holiday. If you want like to do a quick something for quick results, I think like a 30-day thing is doable. So like one of my clients, her birthday is today, and she started, you know, cutting out drinking, getting in the gym 4 or 5 times a week, like just getting really serious. Specifically for her birthday. She's on vacation now. She's taking pictures. She likes her results. She likes her body. And I'm cool with that. I am cool with that. I have no issue with that. So that's just a little cheat code for y'all. Anyone trying to get ready for a vacation, get ready for, you know, some event. You know, start 30 days out. Go serious for 30 days. Cut the alcohol out. Get serious 4, 5, 6 times a week. Get in the gym. All right? Next part. So this is something I have, me and other trainers, we have a hard time talking to clients about it. And pretty much every month of the year, there's a reason to celebrate, there's a reason to get drunk, there's a reason to pretty much neglect your fitness goals. It's every month. Like, you can't start, you know, only in the winter time. You got holiday season, you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, you got New Year's coming up. In the beginning, I'm sure you got friends with birthdays in February, March, April. You got Memorial Day in May. You got Juneteenth in June. Y'all off of work on Juneteenth now. You got July 4th. You got, what's in August? I don't even know what's in August, but you got Labor Day in September, Halloween. It's something every month. So there's no time of the year to get started that's better than another time. Reality is you're going to have to sacrifice. You got to sacrifice. If you want to get on your fitness journey, you got to sacrifice. You're going to have to miss some holidays. You're going to have to miss some parties, or maybe just go to the party and maybe not indulge in some of the bullshit like you usually do. Go to the party, just have a good time, just talk, drink some water, you know, maybe have a snack, maybe have a little bit of pizza, but like just... like, your grind has to come first. You got to sacrifice. That's just real talk. You got to sacrifice for anything. If you want to save some money, you got to sacrifice. If you want to get that new job, you got to sacrifice. That is the reality of fitness. So these little holidays and these little excuses, y'all got to cut it out. It's always going to be something. It's always going to be your birthday. Your friend going to have a birthday. Cousin going to have a birthday. Coworker going to have a birthday. It's always going to be something. And like I said, there's a holiday pretty much like every month of the year. You can't get caught up in that cycle. That cycle is going to be continuous. You're going to repeat that cycle every year, and you're not going to hit your goals every year. These holidays ain't changing. These birthdays ain't changing. And I promise you, if you miss your girlfriend's birthday, if you miss your homeboy's birthday, guess what? They're going to be right there next year celebrating another one. I guarantee it. People always want a reason to celebrate. So, for real, I mean, think about it. Like, people always doing stuff. they planning their birthdays in advance, you'll be able to be a part of it, man. But that birthday and that couple hours of partying or whatever is going on, indulging, is not more important than your fitness goal. This fitness goal going to change your life. Partying at that birthday ain't going to change your life. It ain't going to do nothing for you but make you fatter than what you are. Then you're going to be mad at me telling me I'm not getting you the results. So just chill out for a little bit. You know, I'll give you all a quick example. One of my friends, also my client, he's a DJ, and he DJs a lot of events in the DC area. And, you know, I haven't been partying like that. Like I said on either the last podcast or two podcasts before that, you know, I said I'm not drinking for the rest of the year. I challenged myself just to see what my body can do, how my body will react to it, and so I could talk some trash to my clients. But but I happened to be in the area of one of his DJing events, so I was like, I'm going to go in there and say what's up to him. I went in there and say what's up to him. Everybody was like, oh, the personal trainer's here, making jokes. But I went in there, I said what's up, was cool with everybody, made a couple jokes. I was there for all of 10 minutes and went back home and just was chilling. Not saying you have to go to a party for 10 minutes, but that's what worked for me. I went in there, I'm going to stay locked in on my goals, and I'm keeping my word. But, you know, I'm sure I'll be at a party in the next few weeks, and I'm not going to drink. I'm not. I ain't got to explain myself to nobody. Just, nah. People was offering me drinks. People was offering me drinks all weekend. Nah, I'm good. Straight. Nah. Why? I'm cool. Like, you ain't got to explain yourself to nobody. And it's going to be people that look at you like you're a weirdo. I did talk about this last week, but I'm just bringing it back. It's going to be people that look at you like you're a weirdo, but oh well, forget it. Who cares? But yeah, that's the biggest thing. So the sacrifice is the biggest thing. You don't, if they have candy at work, you don't have to do that. Who cares what your out of shape coworker says or thinks about you? 9 times out of 10, they probably hating on you because you look better than them. And a lot of people don't realize that when you accomplish goals and you're successful. And, you know, most people want to lose weight. Most overweight people want to lose weight. Anybody that says that they're fine the way they are, some people probably are. Don't get me wrong. Some people are cool with that. And I guess what? I love that. That's beautiful for them. But 9 out of 10 people that try to make you feel bad for losing weight, they want to lose some damn weight too. So don't let somebody who wish they can do what you do, they admire what you do, make you feel bad or make you get off of your game. But that's it. Don't let them holidays get in the way, man. The grind keeps going. The grind never stops. So I hope y'all didn't do too much this holiday weekend. I hope y'all didn't eat up and drink up all the calories that you've been working on. I'm not a Halloween guy. So I never really was you know, pressed to participate in it. But some people are super creative. They love costumes, and that's dope. Do that. It doesn't have to mess up your fitness goals. All right. Have some fun. I always preach having fun, enjoying your life, because we only get one. So I ain't ask you to just be in the gym all day and not be a human being. All right. So another episode on the podcast. I know this one was pretty quick. But, you know, pretty much that's all I had to say. We got Thanksgiving coming up, so don't worry. I'm gonna be going in on y'all soon. All right? I'm always going to keep it real. Thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time watching, thank you for tuning in. If you're a regular and you watch every week, like, follow, subscribe. Send it to a friend. Any suggestions, shoot me a DM. Let's bunch of more crunches. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in DMV.